Lessons from the late Parshas Mishpatim. Today's message goes something like this. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Are you even listening? An important lesson in Mirtz Hashem about two bookends of this week's Parsha about listening. So says the Halakha Torah, Parshas Mishpatim, we know it starts off with the words V'ela. The Midrashim jump all over the Ve'ela, understanding that it is a continuation of last week's Parsha, Parshas Yisro. The culmination of the Aseres HaDibros is actually understanding the Mishpatim that the Ribbono Shalom gave. And that's the reason, says the Mechilta, why Hosif is Avav. There is obviously a very important connection between the two Parshas. So, in the beginning, let's make a bracha. Let's baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nivra.
Amen.
So, the beginning of the parsha, we learn about the Eved Ivri. He works for his master. He's working because he's done something where he can't pay him back. And interestingly enough, the Torah tells us, so what happens to him? After Sheshanim, he says, I really like this place, and I want to live here. V'yomar yomar, if he says v'yomar, yomar ha'aved, hafti sadoni, v'yasishti, v'esbonai, lo yitzei chafshi, I don't want to go out. So what does he have to do? Egisho el adelet o el mezuzah, for else he has no. And his Adonav, his master, gives him a little bit of a earring. So the Shaila is, why does he do this dafka on his oizen? So there's a beautiful idea in the Har Tzvi. There was the Shaila's Jew's Har Tzvi versus Tzvi Pesach Frank. So I believe after that was written, so they wrote on the Parsha, the Har Tzvi on the Parsha. So there he says a beautiful, beautiful idea, which I think will, hopefully, come to us as well. Here, if you look at the Rashi over here, so Rashi explains, what does it mean, dafka la'ozno, right? What's going on over here, right? What's the connection over here to the ozen? So Rashi over here tells us in the name of Chazal, dafka, the ear, is the organ that's pierced, because ozen sheshamas b'har Sinai, lo tignov, should get the message. Avadim, hey, the Bnei Yisrael is supposed to be Avadim only to the Ribbono Shel Olam, not to other people. He was punished, and now he should go. So if you look at Parshas Mishpatim last year, 2016, 5776, I discussed this whole inyan of the oizen of this. It's not for now. But I want to point out this idea of the ear. Says Rashi Pesach Frank, why dafka the ear on Rashi? Didn't listen to the Devar Hashem, the words in Har Sinai to be Avadim. So he says something beautiful. It's when we don't listen properly. Are you listening to me? Right? So normally the child will say, yeah. Right? Some of you already nodded, like you thought already you're in trouble. I'm listening, Rebbe, I'm not just eating children, I'm listening to you. No. He says, if, however, it's a cursory listening, the message enters one ear and goes out the other, that listening has no impression on the person. It doesn't mean anything. Ozen Shemas, you didn't really hear it. You heard it. Yes, technically, you get 2 points for listening to it. But you didn't really hear it. It didn't go inside of you. Ozen Shemas Bar Sinai, it wasn't actually heard. It didn't percolate. The beautiful Lashon, says the Har Tzvi. Right? It didn't pierce the Neshama. You physically heard it. You would pass the hearing test that you heard it. Nobody's going to deny that. But it didn't go inside of you, because you didn't get the message. And I think that dovetails at the end of our parsha. A lot of people make the mistake, and they think that this last week was the parsha, Parshas Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael said, Nasa Minishma, the Torah was given. But it's not mamish until the end of the parsha, where Nasa Minishma is mentioned. Quite interesting. Vayikach. Sefer HaBris, Vayikra Ba'oznei Ha'am, again, the Oznei Ha'am, Vayom Rukol Asher Diber Hashem Na'aseh V'Nishma. Literally, we will do, and then we will listen. Everybody knows all the chazals that was it. That was the thing. There's another great vort. We don't have time for kofir lem har gigas. How does that apply with this? It's a little bit weird. See, what would you do? Somebody has a gun to your head and said, do you love me? Yes, I love you. What are you going to say? Of course you are. So same thing over here. He says, no. Beautiful Gemara Shabbos Peches. Amar Rabbi Elazar, b'shash shehekdimu Yisrael nasel l'nishma. It was shocking. The Rabbi Shalom goes to every other nation and now comes to B'nai Yisrael and say, we're going to do it and then we'll listen, whatever it is. Bo shishim ribo shel malchei hashareis. 600,000 malachim come. L'kol echad ve'echad. Everybody has their malach from Yisrael. V'kashru lo shnei ketarim. They give them two crowns. Echad k'neged nasa ve'echad k'neged nasa nishma. They get two crowns. One's called the nasa crown. One's called the nishma crown. V'kavin she chato Yisrael yardu meya v'esrim ribo malachim. They're basically doing, says the Gemara, what? The Ribbono Shalom, the Malachim are shocked because they're the ones who do Nasa V'Nishma. How is it that it's possible that you could have someone, a human being, do what the Malachim do, says the Gemara. And therefore, us, this is going to be the sign of Mashiach. This is what we're going to do in the times of Mashiach. It's a fascinating, fascinating thing. We need more explanation. What is this Gemara saying? It's not a Midrash, it's Gemara. So it comes along the Brisker Rav, and the Brisker Rav again says something fascinating. The Brisker Rav says, I think basically the same type of idea. I'll just read you one piece of it, which I think is really fundamental in the belief. Says the Brisker Rav, that the characteristic that distinguishes us between the angels is our hearing. The Brisker Rav, obviously knowing this, claims that the Malachim can't hear. They do because that's what their God tells them to do something, like a slave and a master. They do it. They don't know why they have to do it. That's the contrast between humans and the angels, the Jews and the angels. An angel only hears what Hashem has commanded at that moment, he does it. But it's the physical act of hearing and performance of a mitzvah. Klal Yisrael said, Na'aseh v'nishma. First Na'aseh, then Nishma. That their act of listening will become something that will make them do the mitzvahs out of understanding. You see, I think that what the message is over here is that oftentimes we unfortunately don't actually listen. We don't. We hear things, but we don't listen to them. I'll give you an example, a good example. There are many people in the yeshiva, including myself, who make announcements. Right? I know it's annoying, is that? Right, so that guy's going to show up on the Tzvat Shabbaton, right, and he's going to be missing something. And Rav Moshe is going to say, I don't understand. I saw you sitting in the front. I mentioned it. And remember, when I ended, I mentioned it again. What do you want me to do? I'm sorry. I don't mean to embarrass anybody. I'm just saying something tongue-in-cheek. I mentioned 6 times this year, don't take stuff out of the kitchen. 8 times, 40 times. Right? People stay stuck to take things out of the kitchen. A guy was walking with a thing of cups, I'm not exaggerating now, a whole sleeve of cups, 100 cups. And he said to me, don't worry, Rabbi, I thought this is a true story. I did not steal this from the Cheder Ochel. I said, listen, I don't want to call you out on this. I actually know the company you can't buy that in a supermarket. You stole it. He goes, no, I didn't. He said to me, I stole it from... He didn't say I stole it. It was downstairs in the base medrash from Thursday night. It's Hefker. I said, woo, look at you. Hilchos Nezikin, Baba Metzia, you know, Nasa V'Nishma, you know, already whole Mishpatim. I heard, right, and sometimes I actually said, I heard what you said, but it doesn't apply to me. I'm special. That's what we're saying over here. It's that same slave mentality of, you know what, it's just easier for me. Right? Even if you're, quote-unquote, you're a good Jew, you come to Minyan, right? You put tefillin on, you do the mitzvos, but you're doing them in a way, because I heard, but I didn't listen. I'm not connected to it. That's already a good level, right? The other level is, I heard, I admit to you, I know that I have to go to Minyan, just don't care. Sorry. Nasev and Nishma, what our Alta Zetas did in Har Sinai, was saying, Hashem, ultimately, excuse me for the way I'm saying it, but it doesn't really matter, because we're going to do it anyway. But the Nishma is really what we want to internalize. Like what Svi Pesach Frank says, the slave didn't internalize it. He must not understood what it means. He just wanted to live a life. He didn't want to live a life of Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem is Avdus. It's just you, Hashem. I just want to glorify you. I just want to do your mitzvahs. Not because they make sense. That's a problem we have in Parshas Mishpatim. Rav Soloveitchik points this out. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik also points this out. He says, sometimes we confuse Mishpatim with, well, it makes sense. I'm not going to muck it. Of course I'm not going to hit my parents. That's crazy. Of course I'm not going to steal. Of course that makes sense. That's not what Mishpatim are. No. Rav Aaron says, Mishpatim Yisrael, lo asachin lo Mishpatim al yidom. I thought the chukim are what distinguishes us from the goyim. No, the mishpatim, because we're not doing the mishpatim because they make sense to us. We're doing it because it's God's will. And we internalize it. It's supposed to be inside of us. The neshama is supposed to... And we don't want to internalize things because we don't live in a society that makes us internal. You don't have to internalize things anymore. If it doesn't make sense, just don't do it. You could actually approach a administrator of the yeshiva, a rabbi, and actually say things like, I wasn't feeling it. I didn't come for Shabbos lunch because I wasn't feeling it. I said, do you understand what my wife did to prepare? Do you understand? We waited a half hour for you. Do you understand? So, I wasn't feeling it. But did you hear the announcement? I wasn't feeling it. Yes, yes. And by the way, I don't know if there's more chutzpah or not, but the admission of, yeah, I'm not giving you excuses. Rabbi, putting all the cards on the table. I'm not making any excuses here. I heard what you said. I heard you repeat it afterwards, but I'm not listening to it. I heard you, I'm not listening to it. We do this as children as well, right? Parents tell you something, I'm not denying you didn't say it. We're not having a fight here whether you said it or not. I heard you, I'm just not listening to you, right? Do you hear me now? Are you listening to me? No. Doing the mitzvahs, following the ways of Hashem, is not something we do only as an evan, just say, okay, I'm going to do it. I don't understand. No, I want to. I want it to make sense. I want to understand what it means to have a connection to God, to get closer to Him. Oh, how much do I want that? But first, I'm going to just do it. The famous story told, I apologize, I just can't remember now, who is the famous Rav. And they were going from town to town. He was giving shurim. And one of his Talmidim says, Rebbe, there's a former Talmud of the yeshiva wants to meet you. You know who this Talmud is. It's making up. It's Chaim. And he says, oh, Chaim, whatever happened to Chaim? He says, oh, Chaim. Chaim was with the winds of all the isms and socialism and communism. He caught on and he but he says now he has a lot of questions. And now that Rebbe's here, I have the questions. Maybe the stories are of Chaim Soloveitchik, I don't remember. And he said, I'll be very, very happy to talk to him. And he said to him, I will stay up the entire night, night after night, to answer every single one of the questions that you have. But you have to answer one question first. Rebbe, of course I'll answer the question first. When did you start to have these questions? When did you have these questions? Did you have the questions when you were still from? Or when afterwards? Now you've made up all the questions. He said, honestly, these are questions I have now that... He says, I don't want to talk to you. The guy said, wait, I thought that's the way that this would go. So now, see, to be a Jew, you're allowed to question. We say, you know, I'm questioning now, but I'm doing. I'm going to do, and wanted to figure out to me. I don't feel minyan. Okay, but I want to feel minyan, so I'm just going to keep going until I feel it with the help of rabbis, with the help of etzas, with the help of listening to shir, whatever it might be. But I'm going to go first. Not, I'm going to give myself a chance. Not say, I heard what you have to do. I'm just not doing it because of the, I don't feel it. That's what this great rabbi was saying. And that's, of course, the difference between the question, which seems to be seemingly the same, of the Rasha and the Chacham and the Tam. The Rasha says, I'm not doing it. It has to make sense to me first, then I'll do it. If it doesn't make sense, I'm not doing it. The Chacham says the same thing, basically, no? He says, no. He says, I'm going to do it, and now explain it to me. Macher, use the word macher. Do it tomorrow. I'll just do it now, but I need a better explanation. I want more of the geschmack. That's what this message is. The ears are so important, but it's to internalize. I'm sure you've heard the term many times. Goes in one ear, goes out the other ear. That's true. Sometimes we need to internalize. Sometimes even when it goes in one ear and goes out the other ear, but we do it anyway, that's also a help because it leads to the right thing. And finally, I'll end with a story. I just told the story this morning. It's one of my favorites. Rav Goldbach, Rav Meir Goldbach, my Rebbe, told us the story. It stayed with me many, many, many a time. I'll embellish the story a bit because that's what I do for a living. And story is told about an individual. The individual goes out every single day to the Daf Yomi shir of the rabbi. But it's really a comical shir. Not because the rabbi's funny, but because this guy plays a game during the shir. The game is called bobbing for apples. I don't know if you know this game. That is when you fall asleep and everybody watches you go, right? You bob for apples, I call it. He sleeps the whole shir. Sometimes he snores really loud. So finally, enough already. So one buddy who's, of course, doing the Shem Shemayim approaches the rabbi and says, Rabbi, this guy's bobbing for apples all the time. We're all making fun of him. How can you listen to the shir because it's so funny? Tell him to leave the shir. It's ridiculous. He says, I will not. He says, I will talk to him now. Goes to talk to him. He says, I want to talk to you. He says, I know. Ugh, I feel horrible. He goes, I'm so sorry. I go to Minyan at 6 o'clock in the morning. I get on the bus first. I'm just so tired at night. I come home at 8 o'clock. I run to the shir. He goes, no. I just want to tell you, in case you think otherwise, you got to come to the shir every night. I don't care if you sleep. He says, what? He says, you see, let me tell you a story. The story is told about a king who comes to his nation and he says to them, do as I say, fill up these jugs of water. All the servants, oh, sure, no problem. They go to the river to fill the jugs of water and they all have holes in them. So everybody's like, oh, king, what's no nebuch. They leave the jugs. And there's one Jew there, and the Jew keeps filling the jugs, and there's a hole in it, fills it again, the hole. They're all making fun of this Jew. What is he doing? The king comes back, and he says, no, where are my jugs? Are they filled? But of course they're not filled. Our dear king, there are holes in them, so we didn't do our job. Nobody did what I said! The Jew says, I did what you said. I didn't understand why, but I did. He says, I didn't ask you to fill the jugs for them to be filled with water. I asked you to clean the jugs. I need them clean. The Jew was the only one that did it. He says, you see, sometimes when you learn Torah, it goes in one ear, goes out the other ear, but you clean the jug. You clean the inside. Your neshama now just got a dose of Torah, even though you didn't know about it, and you were in Olam Hayemes. But you got the Torah inside of you. And then he says, and furthermore, your children, they don't know you're bobbing for apples here. They think you're going out every day to a shir, and they ask their mother, where's the Tati? Where does Tati go every day at 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock? They say, he goes to learn Torah. Wow, what is that Torah thing? I want that. That must be something really exciting. One day, Mirzah Shem, but sometimes sometimes you got to start just doing the mitzvahs. Just to clean the neshama a little bit. Because the neshama doesn't always allow, I always like to say the vort, the reason why we do Salah Lono is not to beat ourselves. Don't stop doing that. Anybody that does that during, if I could, I would go up to you. I heard a story once of Rav Salvechik, during his Shemon Esrei, went up to a person who was like doing the Salah Lono, like killing himself. And he said, that's not what Salah Lono is about. Salah Lono is just a little bit. Why? It's wasting the neshama. He says, neshama, please, wake up. What do you mean wake up? Let me function the way I should function. Let me internalize what I'm saying. Let me really believe. Do I really believe? Is my life really going to be better if Tikkun B'Shofar Gadol Chayrusenu, if the shofar blows now and I see Moshe Rabbeinu and there's a basin? Do I believe that at all? Do Shalayim Yerucha is going to help me out so much? Will there be a light rail? I don't know. Kofix, 5 shekels, 6 shekels. Well, I don't know what's going to be. Does it help me? Everything has to make sense. No, I keep saying it because I want to internalize it. And Mirza Hashem, we should be Zoicha to take these bookends of hearing, of the Oizen, the Rosh Pesach Frank says, to internalize. We have to internalize what the Rabbanu Shalom says. And the Nasev and Ishma, first just listen, and then, first do, and then listen. And then make it make sense and understand to you. Both of them are the idea of internalizing. We should be zoicha to internalize everything so that we do the mitzvahs b'simcha, and it gets us closer to Hashem. And that, with that, we'll be able to ivduz Hashem b'simcha tamid in the best possible way for many years to come.